welcome back to another episode of Data Protection Gumbo. I'm Demetrius and super glad to be back with everyone today. And I would also like to welcome Abhinav, who is the founder and CEO of Breeze Security on the Gumbo. Abhinav, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Dimitri.
Give us some information about Breeze Security.
Yeah, definitely. Breeze Security is the identity security company. We are the first and only platform that leverages behavioral identity telemetry and agentic AI to create behavioral profile for every identity, human and non-human, and use this as a foundation to do detection, accelerate investigation, and response across your cloud and SaaS platforms.
Awesome. So you are there to add that extra layer of protection here. And I do recall reading the 2024 Verizon Data Breach Investigation Report, and you have dove really deeply into that report. And so let's talk a little bit about that. And that report also highlights stolen credentials as the top action variety in breaches. So why do you think this continues to be the case, and how should it influence the security strategies of organizations today?
Definitely. Credential compromise is and will remain to be a top attack vector for several reasons. First, credentials are often the keys to the kingdom, right? Once attackers gain access to valid credentials, they can bypass many traditional security measures like firewalls, endpoint protections, and then pretend to be a trusted user, right? And this is especially true in cloud and SaaS environments where identities, both human and non-human, are the new perimeter. Second, the attack surface has expanded a lot. Look at the last few years. Most of the people are working remotely. Many of the SaaS applications, SaaS systems are being deployed. Third-party integrations are being developed in enterprises. And that has made environments very complex. And these changes have made it very hard for organizations to monitor and secure all identities effectively. Unfortunately, attackers know this and exploit these weak points, such as poor password hygiene, phishing, unmonitored non-human identities. And they, at the end of the day, they steal credentials and they have the keys to the kingdom, as we discussed. More broadly, the persistence of this issue actually reflects a misalignment in how security teams think versus how attackers operate. Many defenses, if you look into, are still very resource-centric, that focus on protecting your virtual machine, your databases, your storage infrastructure, and so on. But attackers think in terms of identities. They think that who has access to these systems? How do we actually escalate privileges? And how to move laterally in this environment. And this fundamental gap actually gives attackers an advantage. We have started seeing some shift around this approach, right? Where organizations are placing a stronger emphasis on identity for security. This includes adopting zero trust principles, monitoring identity behavior, and actually leveraging technologies like identity telemetry and AI to detect and respond to these activities in real time. And this is a right shift. And if more focus on the identity layer, organizations can actually stay ahead of attackers who are exploiting these vulnerabilities.
Okay, so you say you see a shift that's happening. And is this shift due to artificial intelligence and machine learning and maybe even quantum computing? I remember reading something earlier today. I think Google came out with a new chip that gives more computing power for quantum computers. And so I do know that quantum computers also will potentially be used in the future in order to maybe crack encryption codes and things like that. And so as computing power increases and AI gets smarter and faster, then that's also going to give ammunition to both sides of the house. So it will be a race to who can get access to this technology first. But yeah, identity is super important. Is there one thing in particular that you want to leave with the Gumbo audience around the importance of identity and access management protection.
Yeah, definitely. And as you made a good point here, that as computing power is increasing, right, more AI adoption is increasing. There's always good and bad side of, or two sides of every coin, right? There's good and bad. Any new technology that you see defenders or people are excited about, attackers are excited about as well, right? Think about, we all move to cloud, then attackers move to cloud as well, right? We are using AI. No, attackers are used. We are AI. We want to use AI for defense purposes. AI is being used by attackers for offensive security, right? Think about it, that now in the world of AI, the phishing, credential stealing would become a lot more common, right? There are companies who are actually working on AI models to mimic your boss's voice and everything. So now you can get a phone call from your boss, phone call from an attacker pretending to be a boss and asking for your credentials and so on. So that's And that's where we will see new kinds of attacks being launched by attacker using this new technology. The thought that I want to leave with your audience with is, it's always a mature security program should have a very balanced approach across all three areas of security: prevention, detection, and response.
Okay.
It's always good to have a preventive approaches in place if you want to secure identities, like a phishing protection, credential management, right? Having a right access, right level of access, and so on. But the biggest shortcoming that we are seeing when it comes to identity is the focus on the detection response side. That when the prevention layer fails, how quickly your detection layer kicks in and actually detects those anomalous behavior or deviation from a normal behavior, how quickly you can see that, oh, this user never performed this activity, never made this API call, not by seeing it, you can detect those things, right? And once you detect it, how quickly you can take action, both guided and automated and manual, to basically limit the damage.
Okay. And on the topic of identity governance and administration. And so obviously when you are implementing something as comprehensive and huge as identity, access management, and trying to protect the identities, because that's one of the key pieces and points of entry around people getting in that don't really or shouldn't have access to really being into a system that they don't really have proper access to, and some from stolen credentials. So governing that and also having some solid administration around the governance of that, let's talk about the concept of least privilege. And now, isn't this an effective strategy for identity protection?
Absolutely. In my mind, least privilege is a cornerstone of identity protection. The idea is to ensure that your identity is human or non-human, only have access to what they need to perform their task, nothing more. It's the sort of identity version of making the attack surface as small as possible. But the problem is that this is a great objective to strive toward, right? In practice, as that, it's very difficult to attain, right? Given the complexity and size of the system that we're dealing with these days. There are far many to permission, roles, combinations, and the needs for permission is also continuously changing, right? Today, your developer needs one permission, tomorrow, something else, and day after tomorrow, something else. And you have to keep changing roles and permissions. At the end of the day, you'll end up having a overly privileged role.
Okay.
And here, one thing that I want to mention here, we are dealing with human mind as well. Giving permission is easy, but taking is very hard, right? Because many times people's ego is involved. Oh, you are taking my admin rights, or you don't think I deserve to be admin, and so on. And the end result is that we have, as I said, that we have overly privileged identities and overly privileged roles, and that can easily be compromised. For example, if you look around now, if you look into non-human identities, they have grown exponentially over the last few years, right? And IAM teams may not even know what they are or who created them. So it's very easy for admin to miss a old service account which has unnecessary admin rights, right? And if it's unnoticed, that provides the opportunity for attackers to use it as a backdoor. And this is why least privilege, in my mind, needs to be complemented with continuous monitoring of identity behaviors. So if an identity suddenly access sensitive systems or perform abnormal operations, behavior detection can quickly detect it and prompt an immediate action.
Okay, so one thing popped out at me, non-human identity. So I guess that is AI created or someone that created these identities that are not tied to individuals. Is that correct?
So non-human identities, there are many kinds of non-human identities that you have in your system, like service accounts, API keys, database users, and so on. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And let's talk about actual attacks. This is the fun. It's not fun, but it's the exciting stuff that can actually make a big difference, because we continue to see high profile breaches in the news almost on a daily basis, where ransomware has gotten in and encrypted data, or even data was stolen. So many gigabytes of data were stolen from companies, all different types of companies, healthcare and supply chain, all different types. And so when attackers compromise identities, they often use techniques, and you mentioned it earlier, phishing, credential stuffing as well. Now, how do these attacks play out?
Definitely. The most common method to performing these identity compromises has been phishing, right? Basically, attacker sends a crafted and convincing message, email or text that looks legitimate to the end user. They are impersonating a trusted user or colleague, asking for user humans to click on a link or provide credentials, right? Mm-hmm. And these days, most common method is to pretending to be your boss, asking for a report or credential, or pretending to be IT admin, asking them to reset their password or force them to reset their password, otherwise they will lose access to the systems. Many times, end users act in a fear. Oh, I'm going to use access to the system. Let me quickly click on it and provide that. So once the victim takes the bait, attackers actually capture their login details and gain access to the systems and all applications. Famous Uber breach happened because somebody pretended to be an IT admin and asked for the password, or asked them to reset the password, and then they got access to their system. Other form of compromises can happen through attacks like credential stuffing, right? It takes a different approach. Here, actually, attackers use stolen credentials from previous breaches, often bought on the dark web. And then they try to use them across multiple enterprises, right? This works because, again, many users reuse password across platforms. For example, if user got a list of stolen passwords that are from, let's say, from Google, just for example, then if you use them on Yahoo, most likely you'll get some certain accounts, right? Because people use the same email across multiple places or same password across multiple places. And that's how you breach the system. Mm-hmm. The main thing is that once the attacker is inside, they always escalate privilege, access sensitive systems, or plant malware. So the real danger lies in how these undetected activities can be noticed. And that's when identity monitoring or identity telemetry can help you distinguish between attacker's behavior and the legitimate user's behavior, and actually detect the attacks in a timely manner and respond to it. The last piece is that you talked about ransomware and you talked about data breaches and so on. Almost all those breaches, if you look very closely, Demetrius, they always start from an identity compromise. So that's why it is so important for you to get a better handle around your identity security, both human and non.
Okay. And maybe one final question here. And since identity seems to be one of the primary methods that seems to be the weak link in the posture management and security, the perimeter as far as bad actors getting access, what is one thing for the future, or what would you say to Gumbo listeners just around maybe one key takeaway, something they can do that would effectively make or tighten the perimeter of their identities if there was one thing that you could leave them with today?
Definitely. That's a great question. In my mind, and I'm a bit biased, I'm biased because I'm building a company around it.
Yeah.
In my mind, creating real-time identity telemetry and behavior profiles of anomaly of identities is the way to go. We have been working on or trying to solve the least privileged problem for quite a while, and that's just one way of solving this problem. But
right.
As I mentioned in the beginning, that a comprehensive approach will focus on all three pillars of security: prevention, detection, and response. And the biggest gap that we are seeing is that people are doing multi-factor, people are doing strong password. That's good. That's the first good step in this direction. But the detection response things still are not of CISO's focus, right? Or team's focus. So that's why it's very important for you to start building behavior profile of every identity, human and non-human, to see who is doing what across your cloud and SaaS environment. Whether you want to do DIY-based system, do DIY. Because if you have people, if you have expertise, if you have resources, build this system yourself. Start collecting logs. Start building pipelines to ingest those logs and create a telemetry of users' activity from that data, store that data, and then build detection on top of it. If not, if DIY is too complex for you, too much time you have to invest, too much money is involved, go to the vendor. There are a couple of vendors who are trying to solve identity security problem, different from what we do, but at least you have some kind of protection or different detection or response system in place. Of course, in Breeze, what we are building, we are collecting a lot of log data across cloud and SaaS applications. And while ingesting the log data, we turn them into identity telemetry. We can create a detailed pitch profile for every identity, human and non-human, as the data is coming in, that this is John's activity, this is Mary's activity, this is service account's activity. And that becomes the foundation for us to build a novel anomaly detection, investigation, and response platform.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty powerful AI or LLM on the back end that's collecting all this information that you can tap into in order to push out into the environment in order to make these real-time decisions as far as maybe locking down the environment or just kind of minimizing the kind of threat vector and being mm-hmm. able to laterally move across the perimeter of all these systems across like your production environment. But maybe one final resource around Breeze and how Gumbo listeners can actually take a look at what you have to offer.
Definitely. Thanks for asking. Our website is https://breeze.io. You can check out the website, check out our LinkedIn page as well. If you want to know more about it, you can send directly email to me, my first name at breezesecurity.io, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Abhinav, thank you so much for being a guest here. And I do want to let everyone know that we have a Gumbo Briefs newsletter that will be coming out very soon. I am so excited about the newsletter. I've been working on it for quite some time now and really looking forward to rolling that out in 2025. And also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube as well. Hit that like button, subscribe as well, and then join Backup and Recovery Professionals LinkedIn group, which has 26,000 professionals in that group. So a lot of neat places and great people to have conversations with. So Abhinav, once again, thank you for being a guest here.
Thank you for having me, Demetrius.